And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 27th of November, 2014. It is Thanksgiving Day, a day that we trace back to 1621, when the Pilgrims sat down with the tribe of Wampanoag Indians, though it wasn't until 1789 that George Washington proclaimed a day of national thanksgiving and prayer in November. The holiday fell out of custom, though, and by the mid-19th century, only a handful of states officially celebrated Thanksgiving. It was Sarah Josepha Hale who wrote the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb and who was an editor of a women's magazine who campaigned for Thanksgiving for 36 years, wrote to four presidents about it, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, and Buchanan. And then she wrote to Abraham Lincoln, and he declared the last Thursday of November a day of thanksgiving and praise. It was on this day, 1786, the poet Robert Burns borrowed a pony and made his way from his home in Ayrshire to the city of Edinburgh. He was a failure at farming, and after he got his girlfriend Jean Armour pregnant, he decided he needed to find a way to support the new family. He already had an illegitimate one-year-old daughter whose mother was a servant in the Burns household, and she wanted some money. So he accepted a friend's offer to go to work in the Caribbean as a clerk in Jamaica, and he was all set to leave in September. A few weeks before his departure, he published poems chiefly in the Scottish dialect, hoping to raise enough money to pay his fare. And the book became so successful that Burns began to doubt that he should leave Scotland. And then Jean Armour gave birth to twins. And at the same time, Burns heard that his book of poems had been favorably received by some influential critics in Edinburgh. And so, full of hope, he borrowed the pony. He made the two-day trip to Edinburgh. Along the way, he was entertained by farmers who had heard about him and who wanted to take him in for the night and to give big feasts in his honor. And he arrived in Edinburgh to find out that he was now famous in Scotland, and the trip to Jamaica was canceled. Here's a poem for today by Marianne Corbett, Holiday Concert. Forgive us, we have dragged them into the night in taffeta dresses, in stiff collars and ties, with the wind damp, the sleet raking their cheeks, to school lunchrooms fitted with makeshift stages, where we will sit under bad fluorescent lighting on folding chairs, and they will sing and play. We will watch the first grader with little cymbals bending her knees hunched in concentration while neighbors snicker at her ardent face. Forgive us. We will hear the seventh grade boy as his voice finally loses its innocence forever at the unbearable solo moment, and know that now for years he will wince at the thought of singing, yet will ache to sing in silence, silence even to the generation to come, with its night, its sleet, its hideous lunchroom chairs. Holiday Concert, a poem by Marianne Corbett, from Credo for the Checkout Line in Winter, published by Able Muse Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.